Connor is pointing at a huge book squeezed onto a shelf just above eye level. A soft, bluish-purple glow seeps out from its pages. "Now, is that good or bad?" he asks as the rest of you draw closer.
"Well, it could go either way," Jojo admits.
"Water Falcon to decide who gets it down. You win a quick round of Rock, Paper, Scissors, Water Falcon, so you're the guinea pig." "Okay, just think fast if something happens," you say, your heart racing. As the others brace to pull you away, you stretch out your hand and tap the cover. Whew! There's no electric shock. As everyone relaxes, you begin to slide out the giant book, realizing it's going to weigh a ton. Plus, you're afraid of touching the glowing pages by accident. "Can someone?" you start to say, but Gwen is right there. "Gotcha!" She helps you carefully cradle the heavy tome and set it down on a nearby table with a thump. Everyone crowds around. The title is in a language you don't recognize.
"Now, can we just..."
Pri says impatiently. Without waiting to finish her own question, she flips back the cover. You all gasp as the glowing purple pages begin to flip over, fluttering faster and faster until they smack to a halt in a cloud of sparks. The book is lying open right at its middle. You lean in to peer at the mysterious pages.
"All right, let's get to work," declares Pri.